Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Jonah, chapter 3, verses 1 through 10, and the Reverend Heath Trampy is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the book of Jonah, the third chapter, verses 1 through 10. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it the message that I tell you." So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey in breadth. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's journey, and he called out, "Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown." And the people of Nineveh believed God. They called for a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them to the least of them. The word reached the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, removed his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he issued a proclamation and published through Nineveh, "By the decree of the king and his nobles, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed or drink water. But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth. Let them call out mightily to God. Let everyone turn from his evil way and from the violence that is in his hands. Who knows? God may turn and relent and turn from his fierce anger so that we may not perish." When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God relented of the disaster he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it. O Lord, have mercy on us. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Have you ever been on a road trip, especially in unfamiliar territory, and taken a wrong turn? Now, I'm a bit geographically challenged. Those of you who have traveled with me know that already. I sometimes get lost even with the GPS going, but I think most of us would admit that smartphones have made our lives on the road much easier. In the days before GPS, you had a map, if you even had a map. The person driving would often rely on someone else to be the navigator. And sometimes you would find that you were traveling in the wrong direction entirely. In those circumstances, as painful as it might be, the fastest way to get to your destination would be to stop, turn, and do a complete 180, as C.S. Lewis states in his book, The Case for Christianity. "Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown." The Ninevites were a violent, powerful people. Jonah is a relative unknown from a weak nation at the edge of their soon-to-be empire. You know, they might have strung him up for condemning their great city. Perhaps this is even one of the outcomes that Jonah expected, but they don't. They listen to him. They declare a fast. They remove their fine clothing, put sackcloth on their bodies and ashes on their heads, and they go into mourning. And this fast of regret is complete. Everyone repents, from the lowest Ninevite to the king. After commanding the people to fast and wear rags, the king extends the fast to the animals as well. Nineveh has been transformed into a city of mourning and, very logically, chaos. Now, I come from farmers on both sides. My dad's family had the corn and soybeans, hogs and cattle you would expect from Nebraska farmers. My mom's family had donkeys, well over 100 donkeys. When those donkeys would get hungry, they made a singular racket with their braying that would be very hard for me to describe. It was deafening. It was discombobulating. It was loud. Nineveh's animals were complaining. Its people were sitting in the streets calling out for God's forgiveness. Babies were crying for their mothers to feed them. It was a cacophony of repentance, what we might call a spiritual 180. Now, by the grace of God, the king doesn't just call for his people to fast and mourn. He calls for a change in behavior. He says this in verse 8. He says, "Let them give up their evil ways and their violence." The repentance in Nineveh is truly remarkable. In Hebrew, Jonah's sermon is only 5 words. Yod, Arivayim, Om, Yanineva, Nehipaket. It may not be the greatest sermon ever preached. My vote, for what it's worth, goes to the Sermon on the Mount. But in some respects, it may be one of the most effective sermons ever preached. This is God's power at work. In the same way, when we repent of our sin, it is truly a miracle, truly the work of the Holy Spirit, that we have heard the gospel and responded positively. Nineveh's spiritual 180 evoked the Lord's own seeming 180, and I think that can be kind of confusing if it's taken out of context. In Jeremiah 18, God speaks to his prophet. He says, "If at any time I declare concerning a nation or a kingdom that I will pluck up and break down and destroy it, and if that nation concerning which I have spoken turns from its evil, I will relent of the disaster I intended to do to it." It's Jeremiah 18. When God makes such a declaration as he does against Nineveh, he gives himself freedom to relent of the disaster he otherwise would have delivered. Now, this doesn't make our Lord unpredictable or capricious, but it rather highlights his mercy and his great love for us. As Paul says in 1 Timothy, this is chapter 2, God desires all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. And God's final shift from condemnation to grace comes on account of Jesus' miracle on the cross, a redeeming miracle that is so visible, so clear on Easter morning. This is the Lenten journey we make every year. It's a journey from the ashes of Wednesday to the supper of Thursday to the cross of Friday and finally to Sunday's empty tomb. As we consider the people that God has placed in our lives, we remember his great love for Nineveh. We remember how Nineveh repented, and we remember the power of the Holy Spirit to change hearts and minds. Like Jonah, and I have always personally found Jonah to be the most relatable of the prophets, you and I also have prejudices and feelings about those to whom we are called to minister. Jonah 3 is a clarion call that God's ways are higher than our ways and that his word never returns empty, Isaiah 55. The entire book of Jonah is a wonderful testament to the lengths to which God will go to see us home. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human and angelic understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.